Now, national digital ID, on the face of it, this centralizing mechanism has the potential to streamline commerce, get rid of some messy bureaucratic procedures, and improve national security. I'm sure I'm not the only one who gets tired of logging into multiple portals and resubmitting my information left, right, and center to access different government services. So why are we so scared about the prospect of a national digital ID? Well, perhaps with good reason, and the secrecy with which the Australian Government's Digital Transformation Agency, DTA, is operating is one of them. Here to discuss the issue is Patrick Scolia-Gray, Research Fellow in Cybersecurity at Deakin University. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. Now, I didn't even know that there was a national Australian digital ID, which makes me a little bit concerned. Generally, the wider Australian public isn't familiar with the complexity of the national Australian ID digital ID scheme. So simply, what exactly does it involve?
Yes, it's just the process of consolidating a series of, at the moment, disparate services that are designed to be used for identification purposes, obviously, into a unifying whole, into a framework, which is hence the name Trusted Digital Identity Framework. It's a long-term process. It's currently being piloted, so it's not finished. It's a work in progress. But the idea is to find ways to streamline the ability to access and verify or authenticate yourself when accessing a service.
So something like signing into MyGov or Medicare or ATO, we'd be using this digital ID.
Exactly. Instead of having dozens of accounts and dozens of different usernames and passwords and so on, the idea is to try and establish one or two, or whether, as well, at the moment we have two IDPs. But the idea would be to have more in the future, or at least that's what is currently being claimed by the DTA on the website and in their literature.
And what does it look like? Like, is this digital ID like a username, password? Are we going into sci-fi by scanning our eyeballs? Like, what does it look like?
Interesting question. What does it look like?
Well, we don't know yet.
We know what it looks like. Maybe the easiest way to visualize is as an app. We already have some. We have MyGov ID, and we have the Australia Post equivalent. It looks very similar to what we've seen before. Many of us will probably already have ATO, the ATO app, for example. Many of us will have Centrelink. Many of us will have, et cetera, et cetera.
So it looks
something like that.
Okay.
But to get a better idea of what it looks like as a whole, if you're asking what the project or what the whole framework looks like, that's a much more convoluted question.
Oh, okay.
To get a really good visualization on that, there's actually a nice one available on the DTA website. Problem is that it's a bit tricky to interpret, although it does cover everything. It is comprehensive. But there is some details missing regarding the large circle in the middle called the exchange. And there's yet to be much discussion about what that means, what that is.
And why should what factors make the Australian public cautious of this national Australian digital ID scheme? Where does this negative sentiment come from?
A series of factors. To me, from my perspective, I think the number one cause of concern or cause for alarm stems from a cultural heritage of independence and a sense of not necessarily distrust of government, but certainly a fear of loss of autonomy or control. And this scheme and the idea of handing over very sensitive, highly personal information to the government, to the state, runs very contrary to the instinct that it is culturally. It's a lot of trust, and it runs very much counter to Australia's cultural history.
Mm.
This said, on top of that, there's also the security threats. that are raised, which are inherent to any system, mind you, no system is perfect.
Mm.
But in this instance, there are at least two major concerns, the flagship of which being the eggs in one basket problem.
Yeah.
If you put all of your personal data, or if you put all of your valuable data in one place, then that becomes a big target for cyber criminals, hackers, et cetera, who will want to steal that data. So that, I think, is the most visible and easy to understand, most recognizable threat that I'm seeing. So it's a matter of concern. It's a combination of privacy / autonomy and security. Those are the two.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, just quickly, because we do have to go, but is there a date or a time frame for when this will roll out?
It is strategically vague, as it is portrayed on the DTA website. It's an ongoing process. The current pilot of the framework iteration that's currently being attempted is concluding at somewhere in 2020.
This year.
But who knows how many more variants or updates they will attempt before they will conclude that process of piloting, before it will be finalized. But it's already been launched.
That was Professor Scolia Gray, Research Fellow in Cybersecurity at Deakin University, speaking about Australia's national digital ID there.